Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Well, everyone sure seems busy around Wildwood lately. Why, just in the last week, Mr. Brown had to go down to the train station 3 times. Four, if you count the morning he forgot his lunch. And after 2 wagons nearly bumped sides trying to cross the street at the same time, Officer Hunt talked about putting in a stop sign. Things are busy at the fix-it shop, too. Isn't it something how a couple of cubs can just fill up a room?
But the vegetable spills and he just stood there and watched.
Vegetables were spilling and squishing all over the road. Nobody even helped.
Goodness, that was probably a whole week's harvest.
It was. Stacy and me.
Stacy and I.
Stacy and I were the only ones helping.
CJ, we were the only ones he offered to pay.
So, even if he hadn't offered to pay us, I would have run right up there and helped.
Yeah, right.
What? I woulda.
Not in a million years.
I would too.
Would not.
All right. Speaking of helping folks, are you two still working for me tomorrow?
Yeah,
I am.
Oh, this is just gonna be great fun for you. You two snapping at each other like turtles. Plan on an hour or so's work. I'll need you about 3 o'clock. For that hour's work, I'll pay with shingles for the fort. Deal?
I'm in.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
See you tomorrow.
Would too.
Would not.
Would too.
Oh, don't you worry about the cubs. They get after each other, but in a few minutes they forgot what they were growling about. Just as you'd expect. The next day they were standing in the sawdust of the fix-it shop, a-raring to go.
Okay, come on.
Hold on a minute. Do you have the saw?
I guess that'd help.
Catch a breath now. One more time.
We got it. Deliver the saw to Mr. Snarf. Pick up the...
apples.
The apples from the general store.
And go to the library and get the measurements from Miss Downey and take it to the sawmill by 4.
Now I need to get those measurements there before 4. They close at 4 o'clock. It'll mess up my whole week if you can't make it. Can you get all that done?
Piece of cake.
Easy.
All right. Let's go.
Yeehaw.
Meet you there.
Hey, hey, hey. The saw?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the saw.
As usual, the cubs are off in a cloud of excitement, full of confidence and energy.
It's not fair. This is heavy.
You wanted to carry it.
Who knew a saw could be this heavy?
Well, there it is. I saw you coming. How are you both?
Good.
Fine, thanks.
Well, it looks sharp, is it?
I think so.
Well, good. Come on back to the shop. I might have some other things that need to be sharpened. Well, maybe my wife has some things to, Wilhelmina!
Ah! Ouch!
Well, now why'd you scream for?
You scared me.
Oh, sorry about that. Now, what'd you ouch for?
She screamed in my ear.
Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
You see, Wilhelmina is a little hard of hearing. Wilhelmina!
Ouch!
Oh, sorry about that. Well?
Sorry.
What? I heard you the first time!
Do you have anything that needs to be sharpened?
The poor cubs are covering their little ears. Stop shouting.
Do you have anything that needs to be sharpened?
You're whispering! Ah! Why are you whispering?
Ouch.
Why'd you ouch?
She screamed in my ear.
Say you're sorry.
Not her, her.
Oh, say you're sorry to the boy.
Why? What'd I do?
You screamed in his ear.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay, ma'am.
Ow!
Ah!
You got him whispering too.
I've done no such thing.
This is nuts.
Now for the last time, do you have anything that needs to be sharpened?
I don't believe so.
Well, then I think that's all then.
Okay, see ya. Stacy, go.
Have a good afternoon.
Ah! Ah! Now she's whispering too.
Bye.
Did you put them up to it?
I didn't put no one up to nothing.
What? You calling me deaf again, are you?
My throat hurts.
My ears are ringing. We're late. It'll take 10 minutes to get to the general store, and we've only got half an hour left.
Quit talking and put it in gear, Slowpoke.
Hey, kids!
Hi, Mr. Crawford.
Hi, Mr. Crawford. Maybe we should split up. One of us can take the bag of apples to Papa Chuck, and the other can get to the library and the sawmill.
Good idea.
Well, what can I do for you two today?
We're here to pick up the apples, Mr. Crawford.
Hey, I just got in something new you might like.
Let's take a look here.
Banana-flavored taffy, eh?
Hey!
I love banana-flavored stuff. Is it the real banana flavor or the really fakey banana flavor?
Oh, it's the really fakey stuff. That's nasty.
Hey, this is the good stuff. I love that really fakey banana flavor. Mmm.
You need help, CJ.
Well, now I got the old favorites, too. Here you go, Stacy. This one's on the house. See if that don't get the banana taste out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than good old licorice drops.
We're on the job, Mr. Crawford.
Oh? What would that be?
Just a minute.
We can't get the bag of apples. Oh, man.
Ha ha! That's it.
Sorry, Mr. Crawford.
Well, it happens more than you think. Just pick it up and throw it away, please.
We came to get
the bag of apples for Papa Chuck.
Oh, is that what he said, huh?
Well, he said apples.
Well, here they are.
Whoa, a whole bushel?
That's what he ordered.
If we have to drag this all over town, we're never gonna make it.
No, you won't have to drag it around. You can borrow my wheelbarrow. But it'll take the two of you to handle it, though.
Maybe we do have a chance.
What time is it?
Oh, let's have a look here. 3:40.
We've got 20 minutes?
Oh, move, move!
Well, if you've ever tried to carry something very heavy in a wheelbarrow, you know how perfectly tippy it is, particularly with one cub on each handle. Suffice it to say, Main Street was rolling in apples.
Keep your end up. I'm doing all the work.
It is up. You're bouncing all over the place.
I'm getting a blister.
Wait a minute. This is never gonna work. We need help.
Hey, CJ, Stacy. Having some trouble?
You have no idea. Could you help us for just a few minutes?
Well, what do you have in mind?
We can't control the wheelbarrow. If you could just push it for us.
I'd be happy to. Where are you going?
To Papa Chuck's.
Well, that's not the direction you were heading in.
I know. We were going to the library and the sawmill first. It's a long story.
Well, that's the opposite direction I'm heading in. I'm late now. I'd like to, but sorry.
It's okay. Hey, Mr. Garcia?
Love to, but I can't. Sorry.
We're cooked.
Nobody's gonna help us.
Well, you look like you're in a little over your head.
Hi, Officer Hunt.
Hey, Officer Hunt. We quit.
Oh, never say that, CJ. Where are you taking the apples?
To Papa Chuck's.
What's left of them.
I'll make you a deal. You pick up all the spilled apples, put them back in the basket, and I'll deliver them to Paw Chuck.
Really?
That'd be great. Thanks.
That was the sawmill.
It's the cleanup whistle. We got 15 minutes. We can still do it. Come on.
Well, the apples got picked up in no time, and with renewed hope, the Cubs were off once again.
Miss Downey.
Shh. This is a library. Let's keep our voices down.
Sorry.
What can I do for you? Hello, Stacy.
Hi. We're here to get the measurements for the sawmill.
I don't know anything about measurements. What are they for?
For the sawmill. Papa Chuck is gonna make something, and he needs boards cut just right, I guess. We really didn't ask.
Well, let me go back and ask Thurston. He's in charge of all the facilities. He might know something about all of this. Be right back.
She's shushing me?
Why would anyone hire a goose to work in a library? Okay, if we grab the measurements, run as fast as we can, we should have time to spare. We've got 10 minutes left.
Shh! This is a library!
Sorry.
You'll have to come with me. Thurston wants to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. We don't have time for this.
As they walked down the hall, the both of them got a sinking feeling that this was not going to be a quick meeting. As they were led through the door, they saw a very large buffalo sitting behind a very small desk.
How are you, kid?
Fine, sir.
Very well, thank you.
Have a seat. To both of you. Now, what can you tell me about these measurements?
Well, nothing really. We're just doing what Papa Chuck asked us to.
So if I told you that these measurements all need to be made proud, you probably wouldn't know what I was talking about, would you? No, not being a child. No.
Well, yes. That's leaving a little bit more than the measurements say.
Right.
By a 1/16 of an inch.
Oh, good. Excellent. You get all this from Papa Chuck, you say?
Yeah, he's always telling us stuff like that. You know, we're really in a bit of a hurry. If you wouldn't mind, we need to get those measurements to the sawmill in less than 10 minutes.
You are quite correct. Well, there you go. Now tell them to cut them proud now. Cut them proud.
We will, sir.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Miss Downey.
Shh.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Let's go.
Despite all of the trials and obstacles they've met with, to finish their job now, all they need to do is take that one small piece of paper and get it to the sawmill.
We're gonna make it!
Look, it's a skunk. Is he hurt?
This can't be happening. And a skunk on top of it all.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh, what a smell.
Well, yes, I must apologize. Ooh, when my cart flipped, the handle hit me in the head. Well, I reacted as if...
And you sprayed.
I was scared. It's what skunks do, you know.
My name's Stacy.
Hello, Stacy. I'm Edgar.
I'm CJ. Hi, Edgar.
If you're okay, maybe we'll just...
I'm not! Oh, I took a hit to the head, and then the cart flipped back, and it's not broken, but I can't walk on it.
Look, I'll run on and deliver this.
I need a doctor! 5 animals walked right by me. Oh, they were late for a meeting, or probably put off by the smell. Oh, picky people.
Okay. We've been there, too. Let's get out of here. The smell is killing me. Let's get you in the cart and we'll push you to the doctor's office.
Oh, man.
Let's get you to the doctor, Edgar.
What was that?
Nothing. The sawmill just closed.
Is that important?
Not really.
What brings you to Wildwood, Edgar?
Think will happen?
We did everything we were supposed to. Everything that we could.
I just hope this doesn't mess up Papa Chuck too much. I feel rotten.
Mr. Snarf made us late. Mr. Crawford made us even more late. And the library, don't even get me started. Maybe we should have just been rude to everyone and gotten the job done.
I can see that I was the last in a long line of obstacles for you. You didn't complete your task?
We did mostly, but not the most important one.
Well, I apologize.
And thank you again for your help, dear children. It is a noble thing to help another in need. Is that Pawpaw Chuck's shop?
Yeah, not looking forward to going in there.
Oh, really? Would you mind too much? Before we go to the doctor, I would like to have a chat with Pawpaw Chuck. It might ease things a bit.
Well, yeah, that might be a good idea.
Works for me.
It's the least I can do after you nearly saved my life.
Well, it's not like he's gonna be mad. He's not like that. We just hate to disappoint him.
Well, it seems as though you love him very much.
Yeah, we do.
Can we not get all mushy here?
My apologies again.
Papa Chuck, we need ya. Now, why don't you just do all the talking?
Good, very good. How'd it go, Edgar?
Very well, actually.
You know each other?
Come on inside.
Splendid.
I'm so pleased.
Hey, you're walking.
Yes, I am. It was a bit of a deception. I apologize yet again.
I put him up to it.
Why would you do that? We didn't make it to the sawmill.
I know. That was my highest hope. That's what I was praying for.
I'm confused.
Sit down and relax. I'll explain everything.
You wanted to see if we would help him.
Bright boy, then.
Both of them. You've no idea. I've never done this to anyone before, though I've had it done to me.
Practical jokes?
No. No, this is not a joke. This was as serious as it gets. It was a test.
I can't believe you set us up. How'd we do?
Oh, I'd say rather well.
Extremely well. I've been praying for you both for quite some time. You have very good hearts. That's better than just about anything. You love God, and today you proved it by helping Edgar. How'd you do with the snarfs?
My ears are still ringing.
They might have gone a little too far.
That was part of it?
Everyone except Officer Hunt.
How'd you know about that?
When he brought the apples, he told me the story. He stepped up and helped you out. That's a good old wolf.
Mr. Crawford?
Everyone on your list was supposed to try and slow you down.
Why'd you do it?
Thank you, Edgar.
My pleasure. Good luck, cubs.
Bye.
Bye.
There are different ways to learn. Some are better than others. You learn a little if you hear it, but often you learn a lot more if you experience it. I wanted this to be a lesson you'd never forget.
No chance we'll forget this.
Edgar was like the guy in The Good Samaritan.
Very good. In the story, he was beaten up and robbed, and no one would stop to help him. Ever hear that story and get mad at the guys that passed him by?
Yeah,
I do.
How close were you two to doing the same thing?
That was an uncomfortable silence.
We almost did. We almost left in there so we could get to the sawmill.
Do you smell that? Nana Cindy's working on some apple pie. There'll always be a good reason not to help someone. It'll almost always cost you, and most of the time it's a real bother. Jesus said that helping others is the second most important thing we can do. The first is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
You had it in your head. Now you have it in your heart. Let's go check on that pie.
Pie before dinner?
It's been a big day.
Well, the three of them sat on the porch in three rocking chairs with four pieces of pie. Papa Chuck is a two-piece of pie sort of bear. They talked and laughed and even sang a hymn or two. Those cubs didn't know it then, but this was only the first test Papa Chuck would have for them. He knew even then that there was something special about these two. But even Pawpaw Chuck didn't know that teaching them to be godly bears would one day save the lives of everyone in town.
Mr. and Mrs. Snarf, do they really yell like that all the time?
I was sitting next to her in church once. I asked her a question, and she yelled at me for whispering. It startled me so bad, I fell out of the pew and sat right in the aisle. I'll never ask her anything in church again.
Along, someone real familiar with this simple little song. Oh, when your neighbor is in need and he says, "Help me, won't you please?" No matter what your situation, without a single hesitation, you should stop and help him. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, that's what you should do, children. The turtle, he just lay there, as shell-shocked as could be. He asked an owl to help him, but the owl just said, "Who, me?" The cheetah sped right by him, the hyenas only laughed. A turtle needed someone to sing this song on his behalf. Oh, when your neighbor is in need.
Oh, when your neighbor is in need.
And he says, "Help me, won't you please?"
And he says, "Help me, won't you please?"
No matter what your situation, without you should stop and help him, yes indeed. Oh, you won't believe what happens next. Then someone else was coming, a busy, busy bee. The turtle thought, "He'll never stop to help the likes of me." But the bee, he cleared his schedule, he didn't miss a beat. Then he rocked the turtle, knocked the turtle, flipped him to his feet.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. See you later.
Then suddenly the turtle heard a cry of great distress.
Ooh.
He hurried off with all the speed his turtle feet possessed. The cheetahs and hyenas and the owl fell in delay. And the turtle said, "Hang on, I'll help no matter what it takes." As he pulled them all to safety, their appreciation grew. They said, "We're glad you didn't treat us the way we treated you." And then the turtle, he forgave them, 'cause they were sorry they were wrong. And soon they all were singing this "Love Your Neighbor" song. Oh, when your neighbor is in need.
Oh, when your neighbor is in need.
And he says, "Help me, won't you please?"
And he says, "Help me, won't you please?"
No matter what your situation, without a single hesitation, you should stop and help him. Yes, indeed. When your neighbor,
when your neighbor
needs a favor,
needs a favor.
When your neighbor is in need.
We have learned our lesson well. Love your neighbor as yourself. We have learned our lesson well.
Yes, indeed.
A Race Against Time was written by Jeff White and David Carl. Today's episode was directed by David Carl. When Your Neighbor is in Need was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.